这个时时刻刻就是基督徒一生的故事。
And indeed, this is the story of every Christian, moment by moment.
我们时时刻刻蒙他爱保守。
It says here, every moment I'm kept in His love.
时时刻刻从他得着生命。
And moment by moment I have life from above.
我们在时时刻刻的里面。
In every moment of the day,
我们来经历我们的救主,
we can experience our Savior.
来让他做成他的工作,
let His work be done on us.
与基督同死, 他死算我死,
and dying with Jesus, by death reckoned mine.
与基督同起, 我有他生命,
and living with Jesus, a new life divine.
与基督同生, 我超过此世。
And looking to Jesus till glory does shine.
我时时刻刻归于他的名。
Moment by moment, O Lord, I am yours.
我们心实在是感谢赞美我们的主。
And therefore we have to give him thanks and praises for that.
好，请我们一起来读一节的圣经。
Let's read a passage together.
加拉太书。
Galatians.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
第二十节。
Verse 20.
请我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。那这一节圣经是救恩里面非常重要的一个根基。
And this is a very, very key verse in the Bible.
我曾经在这边和弟兄姊妹交通到。
And I have shared with our people before.
保罗在这里做一个非常重要的宣告。
Because this is a very important proclamation made by Paul.
他说我已经与基督同钉十字架。
He said, I have been crucified with Christ.
这是一个已经发生的事实。
Which means that's something that has already happened.
保罗不是努力的来与基督同钉十字架。
Paul is not saying I'm trying hard to die with Christ.
他不是带着一个盼望说我盼望与基督同钉十字架。
Neither did he just say I hope I'm crucified with Christ.
他说我已经与基督同钉十字架。
But I have been crucified with Christ.
到说现在活着的不再是我。
He realized that it's no longer he that lives.
乃是基督在我里面活着。
But Christ lives in him.
这几天我看见那个 Mel Gibson 发生的一件事情。
And recently we all heard the news by Mel Gibson.
他大概是喝酒开快车然后被抓到了。
I think he was driving under influence and he was caught by the police.
那天看见他这个是道歉的这个说明。
And so he made this public statement to apologize.
让我们觉得非常的讶异。
And we are surprised to hear that.
他怎么会好像受到酒精的捆绑呢？
How come Mel Gibson is under the bondage of alcohol?
当我们想到说他拍耶稣受难记。
Because he was the one who shot the movie, the film, The Passion of Christ.
的确带来这么大的影响。
And it brought forth such a great impact to people.
我记得在那段时间里面，他常常在电视上受访问。
And many, during that period of time, he was interviewed many times on TV.
在有一个访问。
And in one particular interview,
他说他是导演。
He said, I'm the director of the movie.
在耶稣受难记整个片子的里面呢，他并没有参与这个演出。
And he was not one of the actors in the film.
但是有一个镜头。
But there was one, particular scene in the movie he was involved.
就是那罗马兵丁拿着钉子钉主耶稣手的时候。
Which is when the soldier of Roman, hammer the nail into the hand of Jesus.
他讲到说他特别要求说那个手呢是他来演。
His specific request to play that Roman soldier when putting the nail into the hand of Jesus.
他说他的意思就是说今天不是别人把主钉在十字架上。
And his purpose is that it's not other people's sin that have crucified Jesus on the cross.
他说乃是我。
But my sin had made Jesus die on the cross.
我记得我看的时候我很受感动。
I was so touched by what he said.
今天的确不是罗马的兵丁，不是犹太人。
Yes, it's not Jews, neither just Roman soldiers.
现在是因为我们的罪把主耶稣基督钉在十字架上。
But our sin had crucified Jesus on the cross.
耶稣基督他亲身担当了我们的罪。
And Jesus Christ personally took the sin on him.
他为我们被挂在木头上，成为被咒诅的。
And for our sake, he was hung on a tree and became the cursed one.
叫我们今天得着这样的一个释放。
So now you and I can be released.
所以当我想到在那段时间常常看见 Mel Gibson 他所说的话。
Therefore, when I look back what he said on the TV many times,
他的确被主耶稣基督的受死流血抓住他的心。
Yes, the death and the crucifixion of Jesus Christ had grabbed hold of his heart.
好久以来他就有这个负担。
So for years he had this burden to make the film.
的确这个片子也产生了很大的影响力。
And indeed, the film had a great impact on people.
无论对神的儿女，
not only just on Christians,
对许多没有信的朋友，
but to many non-believer friends.
他们认识到说有这样一位爱我们的救主。
They can all come to know our loving Lord through this.
哦，为我们受这么多的苦难。
How our Jesus Christ suffers so much for us.
甚至我听说在回教的世界里面，
even in the Muslim world,
他们一听说这个片子是反犹太人的，
and when they heard about, oh, this is a film that's anti-Jews,
结果这个片子在他们当中变得非常的这个受欢迎。
So it was very welcomed by the Muslim world.
但是他们看完以后才发现说，哦，原来耶稣是这样的充满了爱。
And but after they saw the movie, they realized, oh, this Jesus was filled with love.
原来耶稣愿意为人类受这么多的痛苦。
They didn't know Jesus was willing to dieand suffer for all.
我想神也借着这个片子在他们当中做一些很奇妙的工作。
Therefore, through the film, wonderful work was done among Muslim people.
但是我今天想讲的就是说，今天我们可以认识耶稣基督他为我们留的宝血。
But what I want to share with you this morning is, yes, we can have the knowledge and know that Jesus died and shed his blood for us.
我们可以认识到说他的血为我们买来了救赎。
Or we can understand, yes, his blood has brought forgiveness and ransom for us.
叫我们的罪得着洗净。
So that now my sins are forgiven.
弟兄姊妹，这个些都是非常非常的宝贵。
And dear brothers and sisters, these are precious things to know.
若不流血，罪就不得赦免。
Because without shedding the blood, our sins cannot be forgiven.
我们要赞美主，因为宝血已经流出来了。
So we need to praise the Lord for he has shed his blood for us.
哦，我们想到耶稣基督如何他为我们受苦。
And we thought about how Christ died and suffered for us.
因他受的刑罚我们得平安。
And because of the punishment on him, we can now have peace.
因他受的鞭伤我们得医治。
And because of the scourging he received, now we can be healed.
因为他在木头上为我们成了咒诅。
And because he became the curse on the cross for us,
让我们今天得着神所有的福分。
We can now receive all the blessings from God.
啊，当我们想到这一切，的确这是我们救恩的一个根基啊。
Yes, these are the important foundations of our salvation.
但是弟兄姊妹，当我们想到 Mel Gibson,
but think about Mel Gibson.
我想他对于主的受死，他的确有很深的感受。
And I believe he has great feeling about the death of Jesus.
但是可能他认识耶稣基督在救赎那一面为我们所受的苦难。
But his understanding or knowledge may be still limited to the death and suffering of Christ.
但是今天保罗他所要告诉我们的。
But what Paul desires to tell us here.
同样是在十字架上主耶稣所做成的。
It's the thing that's done by Jesus on the cross.
但是他叫我们看见基督为着成为我们的代表，他为我们受死。
He wants us to know he, Jesus has become our representative who died on our behalf on the cross.
他不只是我们的代替。
And he wasn't just our replacement.
他不只是亲身担当我们的罪。
He didn't just come personally took up our sin on himself.
在主耶稣里面他有一个荣耀的心意。
And there's something even more glorious in his heart.
今天他不是叫我们只是从罪里面得着释放。
He didn't just want to set us free from sin.
成为没有罪的。
Become sinless.
他今天乃是要把他自己荣耀的生命来赐给我们。
But furthermore, he wants to give to us his own glorious life.
弟兄姊妹，救赎部分不过是一个手续。
Redemption is just a procedure Jesus had to go through.
今天神要我们得到他的丰富。
But the purpose is to receive the fullness of God.
所以我们看见在十字架上有代替的那一面。
Therefore, you look at the crucifixion. Yes, one aspect is he was our replacement.
那个无罪的为我们成为罪。
The sinless for our sake had become sinful.
那个义者代替我们这些不义的。
The righteous one has taken the place of the unrighteous one.
但是另外一面十字架也说到他是我们的代表。
But the other aspect is that Jesus himself became our representative on the cross.
他在十字架上死了。
So when he died on the cross,
我们在他里面与他一同死了。
We were with him and in him and died together.
他为我们埋葬，我们与他一同埋葬。
He was buried for us, And together we were buried with him.
他为我们从死里复活，我们与他一同复活。
When he rose from the dead, we rose up together with him.
今天他不只是为我们的罪死了。
So Jesus did not just come and die for our sins.
他有一个心意。
But he has a glorious purpose behind.
叫我们认识到今天我们在地上。
So that we know when we live on earth today.
我们如何来活。
We can know how to live.
时时刻刻
It is moment by moment.
我们如何来经历主的自己
We can experience the Lord himself.
所以救赎好像是一个手续
Therefore we say redemption is a procedure we have to go through.
有时候你要去看一个表演
Sometimes you want to go to a show.
你去买一张票
You go get a ticket.
你拿到了这张票
Once you got the ticket.
这是一个手续叫你能够进去
All that had happened was just a procedure you had gone through that so that you can enter to see the show.
但是你光是拿着一张票
But by holding the ticket in your hand alone
秀给人家看
Showing to people around you
而你就从来没有进去过
But you never go in to see the show
你没有办法享受
Then you can't enjoy
没有办法进入真正的目的
You cannot reach or accomplish your goal
我想我们就看见说今天有许许多多神的儿女
Therefore many many children of God
可能包括我们自己在内
Including myself
是的我们感谢赞美耶稣基督为我们流了宝血
We can offer up thanks and praises for the blood he shed for us
我们感谢他为我们完成了救赎的工作
We thank him for the redemption work that he has done
但是可能我们这个人没有进入他的复原
But me personally has not gone into the fullness and abundance in him
我们没有来享受来经历主的丰富
We haven't experienced enough or enjoy enough what's in him
所以我们看见 Mel Gibson 说发生的事我们真的觉得要为他祷告
Therefore when we see saw what happened to Mel Gibson we have to pray for our brother
因为他为主来讲呢是这么多的人都所看见所注目的
Because for God's sake he has become the focal point of many people in the public
他所要表达对主的那个感恩对主那个救赎的爱这是非常真实的
And the love and thankfulness he wanted to express because the love of the Lord was also real
但是今天他需要进入更深的丰富的里面
But he needs to go deeper into the fullness of God
今天他说他需要进入这个什么这个 rehab 的这些 center 来释放他从这酒精的捆绑里面要得到释放
He talked about he needs to go to the rehab center so that he can be delivered from the alcohol bondage
但是我们的主在十字架上死的时候
But when Jesus died on the cross
他叫我们的旧人与他同钉十字架
Our old self life has been crucified together with him
叫我们今天站在一个地位上我们可以从所有的捆绑里面得到释放
Therefore we can now choose to stand at a position where there's no bondage anymore.
我们需要进入主为我们所做成的。
Therefore, we need to enter into what God has done for us.
我们讲到我已经与基督同钉。
So when we say I have been crucified with Christ,
这是保罗他做的一个何等宝贵的宣告。
And that was a precious proclamation made by Paul.
这是一个主耶稣已经做成的事实。
Because he was proclaiming something Jesus has done.
不是他努力的目标。
It's not a goal he set for himself to which he will strive.
我们不能讲说保罗因为他属灵生命非常的丰富。
We cannot say, oh, you know, Paul, he was so spiritual.
他这样的属灵，他这样的像主，所以他能够这么说。
He was just like Jesus. That's why he could say something like that.
不是这样子的。
That was not the case.
保罗所做的宣告。
The proclamation Paul made.
就是一个事实。
Was nothing but a fact.
不是他做了什么
Not because what he did
那是耶稣基督已经做成
了 But what Jesus has done
所以这件事情呢是我们都可以同样来做这样的宣告
And therefore this is a proclamation you and I can give
从我们一得救的那一个时刻
From the very moment we are saved
我们说耶稣基督为我流了宝血
We knew Jesus died and shed his blood for me
他的血洗净了我一切的罪
And his blood has cleansed all my sin
他为我付了赎价
He paid the ransom for me
当我们能够接受他成为我们的救主
So when we receive Jesus into our heart as our savior
我们得着了永远的生命
Then we immediately have the eternal life.
就在那一个时刻
Right at that very moment.
主耶稣在十字架所做成一切的工作
Everything Jesus did on the cross.
弟兄姊妹，我们是因着信，我们来接受，来得着
Was accepted by us through faith.
所以当我们接受主的时候
So when the moment we receive Jesus.
不只接受救赎的那一面
We didn't just receive the the part that hid on the redemption.
他成为我们的代表, 这一面呢, 我们同样的因着信, 我们来接受。
And at the same time, we receive the fact that he has done that he was our representative.
他死了, 我们与他一同死了。
So when he died, I die with him.
这是保罗的宣告。
And that was what Paul was proclaiming.
他说现在活着的不再是我。
He said, I no longer live.
乃是基督在我里面活着。
But Christ lives in me.
同样我们如何与主同死, 这是一个事实。
How the fact that I die with Christ is real to us.
与主同活也是一个事实。
So when the fact about living with Christ is also a fact to us.
所以这个事实也不在于我们怎么样的目标盼望。
Therefore, it doesn't matter how I set up my goal and how I strive.
而是说我们里面真的知道现在活着不再是我。
But indeed, we will know from our heart, it is no longer I that lives.
乃是基督在我里面活着。
But Christ that lives in me.
这是一个事实。
This is a fact.
当我们凭着信我们接受。
We receive or accept it by faith.
我们在信的里面我们进入主耶稣为我们所完成的救赎的工作。
And by faith, we believe and we enter into the redemption that he has done.
我们每一个人都可以这样的宣告。
And you and I can proclaim the same thing.
现在活着的不再是我, 乃是基督在我里面活着。
And I no longer live, but Christ lives in me.
当保罗在腓立比书第一章他做另外一个很 很重要的宣告。
In the first chapter of the book of Philippians, Paul made another important proclamation.
他说我活着就是基督。
He said, when I live, I'm Christ.
我想我们都没有这个胆子, 好像说做这样的一个宣告。
He said, this is something that you and I probably dare not to make.
他说我活着就是基督。
When I live, I'm Christ.
他的意思讲到说我所以能够活着。
He said, the reason why I can live,
是因为有耶稣基督。
It's all because I have Jesus.
因着有耶稣基督在我们的里面来活。
Because Jesus Christ lives inside of us.
所以今天我能够活着。
So I can live today.
我活着就是基督。
Therefore, when I live, I am Christ.
所以我们讲到十架何等的宝贵。
Therefore, the cross is so precious.
保罗说他不知道别的。
That's why Paul says, I know nothing else.
他只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
But Christ and him crucified.
我想我们再继续来读几处的圣经。
Let's read on a few more passages.
加拉太书第二章的最后一节。
Galatians chapter 2 verse 21.
我们一起来读。我不废掉神的恩，亦若是借着律法得的，基督就是徒然死了。第三章第一节和第二节。
Chapter 3 verse 1 and 2.
无知的加拉太人啊，耶稣基督钉十字架已经活化在你们眼前，谁又迷惑了你们呢？我只要问你们这一件：你们受了圣灵，是因行律法呢？是因听信福音呢？在我们前面讲到保罗他所做的宣告。
And the proclamation Paul made.
那这所有的宣告是讲到主所做成已经完成的事实。
Was talking about the fact that Jesus has done, finished.
那这个事实跟我们今天怎么发生关系？
And how does that fact have any relationship with us?
我想我们都很清楚，当我们得救的时候，是因着我们相信。
And we all are clear that when we were saved, it's all because we believed.
我们相信，我们成为神的儿女。
We believed. And then we have become a child of God.
但是什么叫做相信?
But what does it mean by believing?
我们信他的名, 我们就是接待他的。
Those who believe in him means those who receive him.
我们接受主耶稣为我们所做成的。
We accept what Jesus has done for us.
所以这个信呢, 它是一个非常 非常好像是非常简单的。
Therefore, this faith is very simple.
但是对很多很多人来讲, 却又是非常的困难。
But it is very hard for many people.
你传福音的时候你就知道。
For example, when you preach gospel, you realize that.
很多人在那里辩论。
People argue with you.
很多人他非常的有知识。
And people may be very strong in their intellect.
他非常的聪明。
And they may be smart.
有时候我们辩论到最后都说, 哎呀, 这不晓得再怎么辩下去。
We will debate with them to a point we don't know what more to say.
你想说你就相信, 你就知道了。
And all they need to do is just to believe. Then they will know.
他盼望能够经历到这位活的神。
And a lot of people want to experience God first.
我们说你相信你就会有经历。
But we have to tell them that you have to believe first, then you will experience.
他说我没有经历我就没有办法相信。
But their problem is without experiencing, I can't believe it.
所以这个信是非常的关键。
Therefore, believing is the key thing to do.
感谢主，我们都信主了。
And we are thankful that you and I have believed.
我们都经历到这位活的神。
And we have all experienced this living God.
所以我们就知道说，在那一个刹那，这个信是怎么进到我们里面的。
So we know how that faith entered into our heart just like that in that moment.
就是在那么一个刹那，我们说主，我们相信。
In that very moment, we choose to believe and we say, Lord, I believe.
好多好多，在我们一生中最重要的决定，很大的事情，从那一个一个真正的开始。
And that is the beginning of many, many important things and decisions for the rest of our life.
希伯来书讲到信就是所望之事的实底。
And the Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews that faith is the substance of the things you look at.
是未见之事的一个确据。
The assurance you have for the things you haven't seen.
好像原来我们这个心思蒙蔽起来的。
It's like our mind was blind.Was blinded.
当神把他的儿子启示在我们的里面。
But when God revealed His Son in our hearts,
一下子好像我们幕幔打开了。
Suddenly the veil was lifted up.
信就是所望之事的实底。
And that faith, which is the substance of the things we look for.
原本来讲是好像很远的，我们望不见的。
In the past, it was something far away. There's no way we can see it.
但是一下子呢，它成了一个。非常真实在我们的里面。
But suddenly it becomes something so real to us.
在前一分钟，这个福音朋友，哇，他讲的头头是道。
Maybe just a moment ago, this gospel friend was arguing with all kind of reasoning.
他用各样的理论来反对。
And they try to oppose our faith with all kinds of theories.
下一分钟。
But in the next moment,
他突然之间，所有好像属灵的事情。一下子对他来讲成为一个实际了。
All the spiritual things suddenly became so real to him.
关键在于他相信。
And the key is because he believed.
所以我想在这段圣经的里面，主所做成的一切，重点在于我们因着信，我们来得着。
And therefore, you can tell in this passage, everything that Jesus has done is received by us through faith.
我们曾经讲过，神的心意不是叫我们好像成为。一个一个都是机器人一样。
And I share with you before that God's heart does not desire to obtain each one of us as a robot.
每一个做起来都是完全一样的。
That we all look exactly the same.
都不再是你啦，不再是我啦，都是基督在我里面活。
That no longer you, no longer I, but Christ.
好像每一个都是完全 identical 的，都是完全一模一样的。
So every one of us becomes identical.
今天我们发现说。神的心意并不是要这样。
But that's not what God desires to have.
有一个我，讲到那个旧人，那个老旧的我。
There's this I, which means the old self life.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
And this I have been crucified with Christ.
所以现在活着不再是我了。
And no, I no longer live.
是基督在我里面活。
But Christ lives in me.
但是当我们看见各处的圣徒
But look around all the Christians.
看见我们每一个同伴
Look at each other here.
基督从你身上活出来都是那么的宝贵
And the fact that Jesus Christ can be seen through you is precious.
同样是一个忍耐的生命
And you and I may have the life that can endure.
从你身上活出来和从他身上活出来的你看起来他们的经历他们的背景他们的环境完全是不一样的
But your endurance is different from my endurance because we have different experiences and different stories.
但是都是基督的忍耐的生命。
But the things they both are the endurance of Christ.
发现好稀奇哦。
This is so amazing.
今天从各个圣徒的身上
，from every Christian，
要把基督的丰富来彰显。
People can see the fullness of Jesus Christ。
所以神讲到说，每一个都是他手中的杰作。
That's why God regards every one of us a masterpiece of His hand。
今天我们每一个人都是他手中的杰作。
Every one of us is His masterpiece。
有时候我们到一些。地区哈，他那个 house 叫什么？是不是叫 track house 哈？每一个都是一样的。
Sometimes you go, you see track houses. Every house is built in the same manner.
那但是呢，神要做的是什么？是 custom house.
But God desires to make custom home.
就是每一个呢，它都是非常 unique 的。
So each one of us is unique.
它是特别设计的。
And each one is specially designed.
今天我们都是他手中的杰作。
So you and I are His masterpiece, custom made.
当我们讲到说我如今在肉身活着
Therefore when I say I live in this body
这个是何等的重要
This is very important
我们来读一下罗马书第六章第七节到第八节
Let's read Romans chapter 6 verses 7 and 8.
因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架, 使罪身灭绝, 叫我们不再做罪的奴仆, 因为已死的人是脱离了罪, 我们若是与基督同死, 就信必与他同活。 今天这边特别讲到一个旧人。
Here it says our old self.
有一个旧的人呢，和基督呢是一起同钉十字架。
And this old self was crucified with Christ.
使罪身灭绝, 叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
So that the body of sin might be done away with, and we should no longer be slaves to sin.
原本呢，在这个旧人的身上，罪是很有影响力的。
Sin had great power on this old life.
但是这个旧人呢，已经与主同钉十字架。
But this old self has been crucified with Jesus Christ.
这个旧人他是没有神生命的。That
old self life was a life without God.
我们讲到这个旧人，不一定就是我们想到说那个是说谎啊、犯罪啊、无恶不作的那个老旧的生命，那个就叫旧人。That
old self life, not just the life we that lies, that cheats, that did a lot of bad things.
当我们里面没有神生命的那个老旧的。
And the life that's without God is that old self life.
有时候他还表现得蛮好的。
And sometimes this old self life can act quite well.
他也蛮有忍耐的。
Seems to have some kind of endurance.
你说他也蛮有同情心的。
And seems to be sympathetic to people.
他也很爱这个爱那个。
Seems to be quite loving as well.
不管是怎么样,
it doesn't matter.
这个叫做旧人。
If it's without God, it's the old self life.
所有的旧人, 他必须与基督同定。
And all these old self lives have to be crucified with Christ.
我们若与基督同死, 就信必与他同活。
And here it says, for now, if we die with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him.
那天当我们相信的时候,
so the moment when we believe,
神儿子的生命, 永远的生命, 下进到我们的里面,
the life of the Son, Jesus, Son of God, Jesus Christ, suddenly entered into our hearts.
我们的生命有何等奇妙的大改变。
Then we can experience a great change in our life.
从捆绑的里面得着了释放。
We can be set free from bondage.
今天这边有一个新造的人。
Because a new creation has started.
若有人在基督里, 就是新造的人。
If someone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
弟兄姊妹, 今天有一个新的我。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, there is this new self life.
今天基督在我们的里面。
And that's Christ who lives in us.
他讲到说, 我如今在肉身活着。
Therefore, he says, this life I live in the body.
我们每一次读到这里的时候, 我们都觉得何等的宝贵。
And this is so precious to say like that.
今天活着是这么的重要。
That it is so important to live in this body.
我们如今在肉身活着是因信神的儿子而活。
Says here, the life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God.
这个或者可以翻成说因神儿子的信而活。
Or it can be translated into something like, I live by the faith of the Son of God.
神的儿子。 一下进到我们的里面。
It's suddenly the Son of God has entered into our hearts.
神儿子的信, 今天叫我们能够活着。
And the faith of the Son of God enables us to live on.
很多时候我们发现一些的朋友们, 当他们一信主的时候,
And many times you notice when a gospel friend becomes a believer,
的确有很奇妙的改变。
They really show some wonderful changes.
曾经有一次和一个朋友,
One time I was eating with a friend.
那吃饭的时候，大家就是随便的闲聊。
And we were chatting as we ate.
好像并没有真正的在那里怎么样传福音。
I wasn't really trying hard to share the gospel with him.
结果吃完饭,
but after the meal,
他一下子好像发现说，他对于这个福音、对于救恩，他很有需要。
I realized that he had this great need for gospel.
我也不太晓得说他到底遇见了什么环境。
I didn't know the story in his heart.
但他里面有一个需要。
But I sensed there was a need in his heart.
他愿意来得着。
So he wants to know Jesus.
我就很简单地问他, 你愿意相信吗?
So simply I just asked him, do you want to believe?
他说, 我愿意。
He said, yes, I am willing.
我说那你愿意的话, 跟我做一个简单的祷告。
He said, then pray with me.
我们就很简单地做了一个祷告。
So we had a very simple prayer.
我想这件事情平平淡淡的。
It seems to be something very ordinary.
我们重点是吃饭。
And because the focal point that day was to eat together.
吃完饭, 他有这个需要, 陪他做了一个简单的祷告。
And after the meal, he had this need, so I prayed with him.
但是没想到过了几天,
But a few days later,
他打电话来,
he called me.
他讲到说他以前他是怎么样的酗酒。
He talked about he was addicted to alcohol before.
醉的躺在地上，他太太连理都不理他。
And he was so drunk that he would fall and slept on the floor. Even his wife would ignore him.
他说不晓得为什么。
He said I didn't know what happened.
为什么我现在喝起酒，这个酒怎么那么难喝啊
？But now all this liquor tastes awful.
奇怪
，and so strange。
你今天叫他喝，他觉得喝不下去了。
And if you ask him to drink more, he couldn't take it anymore.
因为他生命改变了。
Because his life was changed.
弟兄姊妹，我们从所有的捆绑里面得着了释放。
Yes, we are indeed set free from all bondages.
今天神要我们是看怎么来活。
And God desires to show us how to live.
那这个活的关键是因神儿子的信而活着。
And the key of the living is to have the faith of the Son of God.
所以加拉太书到了二十章第二章第二十节，他讲到一个这么重要的宣告。
Therefore, in Galatians chapter 2 verse 20, Paul made such an important proclamation.
再后来接着他讲说，我不废掉神的恩，亦若是借着律法得的，基督就是突然失了。
He continued by saying, I do not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness could be gained through the law, Christ died for nothing.
今天讲到这个活
So when we talk about how to live
我想当时很多的加拉太的信徒他们也想好好的活
And many believers in the Galatian church they desire to live well
也就是说有一个好的见证
Which means to show forth a good testimony
有一个好的表现
To have a good behavior
这的确是每一个神儿女的盼望
And that's indeed our hopeAs a child of God.
我们从一得救开始我们就祷告哦我要像主。
And ever since we're saved, we often pray like this. Oh Lord, I want to be like you.
我们盼望耶稣基督的美丽从我们显现。
We hope people see the beauty of Jesus through us.
我们盼望我们能够 shine for Jesus, 我们能够让人家看见从我们的身上能够看见主的自己。
And we want to shine for Jesus so people can see Jesus through us.
这的确都是非常重要的。
Yes, these are important things.
我如今在肉身活着。
The life I live in the body.
保罗他先宣告说是因信神的儿子而活。
I live by faith in the Son of God.
接下来我们看见加拉太有许多人受到一些犹太信犹太教的人的影响。
But what happened is the Christian in Galatian church were puzzled or affected by many people who are Jews and believe in Judaism.
叫他们回到律法的里
面。They advise these new Christians to go back to the observance of law.
这些。信徒他们不是说哎，你不要信耶稣
and these Jewish people are not advising them forget about Jesus don't believe in Jesus
他们也很想好好的把主活出来
and they also desire to live out Jesus Christ
但是他们讲到你要遵守律法
but the problem they ask them also to observe the law of Moses
你看看律法是神所颁布的
because this law is given by God
是摩西在西奈山上直接从神领受的
This is the law obtained by Moses through the hand of God on Mount Sinai.
好像说今天你们要来活，你们要知道怎么活。
So they are teaching these Christians in Galatian church how to live.
犹太人他们觉得说他们是非常的自与自豪的。
Jews were very proud of their upbringing.
是神在律法与他们立约。
Because this is the law.Through which God made a deal with them.
他们只要遵守律法，他们就可以因此怎么样活着。
And God promised if we observe all these requirements in the law, we will live.
活着很重要哎。
And it's important for us to live, isn't it?
他们遵守律法，他们可以因此来活。
So we have to observe the law so that we can live.
所以他们觉得说今天这些外邦人得救了
Now you Gentiles who also have been saved
你们也要知道怎么活对不对
You have to know how to live
所以要带他们来遵守律法
So they went to Galatian church and teach them how to observe the law of Moses
但是我们看见这里有两个非常关键不同的这个路啊
But you see there are totally two different routes
当这些加拉太的信徒他们要回过头来还想说哎，对啊我们今天要学习怎么活
And when these Gentile Christians try to learn how to live
当他们一旦想说靠着他自己要来遵守律法
If they try to observe the law by their own strength
他们一下子掉到了一个很大的陷阱
They will immediately fall into a big trap
他们掉到了离开了福音 的真理上。
Because they will be falling into a trap which leads them away from the gospel.
他们乃是从圣灵里面入门的。
Because they were saved through the Holy Spirit.
他们却要靠着肉身来成全。
But now they try to perfect through observing through the flesh.
也就是说，靠着自己要来遵守律法。
Through their own efforts by observing the law.
所以保罗在这边他特别讲到律法这件事情。
So Paul specifically made it clear to them.
今天我们要活。
So in order to live,
但是一旦靠着我们自己来活,
if we try to live by our own strength,
那永远是失败的。
Then we'll always fail.
到了一个时候我们就说我真是苦啊。
Because you will try many times a point, you will say, woe to me.
谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢?
Who can deliver me away from this body of death?
保罗要告诉我们,
Paul is trying to tell us,
怎么来活。
Try to teach us how to live with right.
我如今在肉身活着。
He said, the life I live in the body,
是因信神的儿子而活。
I live by faith of the Son of God.
我们自己没有办法来遵守律法的。
There's no way you and I can observe the law by ourselves.
虽然我们知道律法是圣洁，是公义的，是良善的。
Even though we know law is good, it's holy, and it's righteous.
但是律法呢，就是显出我们这个人，他没有办法来遵守。
But the sole purpose of the law is to prove to us that we cannot observe it.
那天我们讲到一个例子说，好像有人发了烧。
We gave an example the other day. When someone has a fever,
你拿一个温度计去量它,
and you try to measure the temperature,
一量呢, 的确它发烧了,
and you will realize, yeah, indeed, you are having a fever.
它是102度,
102.
但是今天不是因为这个温度计叫它发烧的,
but it's not the thermometer that caused the fever to come.
今天它本来就是发烧的,
because he had fever all along.
但是温度计一量, 哦呦, 102度, 它发烧了。
The thermometer just proves that he indeed had fever.
这就是律法的功用。
And that is the purpose of the law.
我们都是在罪的里面。
You and I are in sins.
当神把律法一拿出来。
So when God shows us the law,
律法是圣洁，是公义，是良善的。
Which is holy, righteous, and good.
是神生命性情，好像一个最基本的一个标准。
It's the very basic standard according to God.
但是这个在我们身上一量。
But when God measures us against with that standard,
我们每一个人都是罪人。
Then immediately we realize we are sinners.
我们没有一个人能够因着律法而被称义。
Therefore, no one can be justified by law.
律法犯了一条，就是犯了全部。
If we violate one rule in the whole law, we violate all rules.
有人当我们传福音之后，常常 complain 说：“你们为什么老是说我们是罪人啊？”
And people complain when we share with them gospel says, "How come you say I'm sinner?"
我又不杀人，又不放火的。
I don't kill. I don't set fire. I don't steal.
看看我们真的是凭良心自己好好想一想。
But feel your conscience.
今天不是讲主耶稣基督在那个山上教训的时候，那个属天国度子民的那个律例典章。
We're not talking about the rules and the laws that Jesus shared on the mountain of the precious teaching.
今天就算是摩西的律法。
Even just the law of Moses.
没有一个人因着行权的律法。而被神称义的。
No one received praises from God because they have complied with all the rules in the law.
整个律法使人知罪。
Law has no other purpose to cause us to see that we're sinners.
律法把所有的人都圈在这个罪的里面。
Therefore, in essence, the law has circled us within the sin.
叫我们知道我们不可能靠我们自己来活。
And causes us to understand there's no way I can live by myself.
叫我们转向基督。
We need to turn to Christ for help.
让我们知道说这是唯一的一条道路。
And realize this is the only way out.
我们再来读加拉太书三章十一节。
And lastly, Galatians chapter 3, verse 11.
没有一个人靠着律法在神面前称义，这是明显的，因为经上说，义人必因信得生。义人必因信得生。
The righteous will live by faith.
那这句话在旧约在哈巴谷书里面所说的。
And this is a verse quoted from the book Habakkuk.
在新约有三次来引用它。
And it's quoted three times in the New Testament.
第一次在罗马书一章十七节。
First time is Romans chapter 1 verse 17.
义人必因信得生。
We talk about the righteous will live by faith.
它重点是看见那个义人呢。
And the purpose was to show us to see the righteous one.
的确在人的里面没有义人，连一个也没有。
Yes, you cannot find a single righteous man in the world.
只有耶稣基督来了。
But when Jesus came,
他是那义者。
He was the only righteous one.
耶稣来不是要废掉律法。
And Jesus did not come to abolish the law.
耶稣来是成全律法。
But to fulfill the law.
就说律法的一点一画都不能废去。
That's why Jesus said you cannot even take away a single stroke from the law.
但是整个律法的总归就是基督。
But the conclusion of all law is nothing but Christ.
没有人能够因着律法来称义，只有耶稣基督。
And there's no one but Christ who can be justified by the law.
义人必因信得生。
Therefore, the righteous will live by faith.
罗马书里面他强调那个义人。
And its emphasis was that righteous man.
在加拉太书三章十一节，我们刚刚读到义人必因信得生。
And another time it was quoted was here, Galatians 3:11.
在这边特别讲到这个因信。
And the key word here is faith.
今天我们若是没有信
If we are without faith,
我们没有办法来得着永远的生命
There's no way we can have the eternal life.
同样的我们也没有办法让基督在我们里面来活出来
Also, we cannot let Christ live out through us.
因为保罗怎么讲的我如今在肉身活着是怎么样
What does Paul say? The life I live in the body, what happened?
因信神的儿子而活
I live by faithin the Son of God.
这个信实在是太重要了。
So the faith is very important to us.
义人必因信得生。
And the righteous will live by faith.
第三次希伯来书十章三十八节。
And the third time when it was quoted is in the book of Hebrews chapter 10 verse 8.
他也讲到义人必因信得生。
And it talks about how the righteous man will live by faith.
他的对象向着信主的人。
And the emphasis was to those who believe.
讲到我们因着信我们可以活着。
It talks about how we can live by faith.
所以同样的一节经节。
Therefore you see the same verse.
在新约里面三次引用它
was quoted three times in the New Testament
但它所强调的点是各有不同
and has different emphasis
今天对我们来讲
and to us
今天我们认识义人必因信得生
we need to realize the righteous live by faith
义人必因信而能够活着
and the righteous man will live because of his faith
今天我们活是太重要了
therefore and it's also for us to know how to live
神今天就是要我们能够活出基督
and God desires for us to live out Christ
时时刻刻
every moment
是在我们每一个人的身上
and on each one of us
哦，让基督能够活出来
we want to let Jesus Christ be lived out
每一个活出来是这么的不一样
and each one will list out a different format
主量给我们每一个人各有不同的环境
Because God has given to us different situations
各有不同的遭遇
Different encounterings
今年这个遭遇下一个月可能是不同的遭遇
This month I have this experience Next month I have a different encounter
但是每一个遭遇都是一个机会
But every encountering is an opportunity
让基督来活出来
That Christ can be lived out
昨天晚上我们去看有一位一个家庭
Last night we visited a family
那他们呢觉得被另外一个弟兄好像欺骗了
And they were troubled because they feel they were cheated by another Christian brother
他们的意思是要来帮助那个弟兄
Because they intended to help that brother initially
他们结果受了一些亏损
However they suffered some loss
结果告诉那个弟兄的时候
When they advise or talk to that Christian brother who
那个弟兄还告诉他们说这你们自己签的字
And the brother responded by saying, hey, you signed the paper yourself.
这是你自己的责任。
You are responsible for your own behavior.
他们的里面真的是非常的难受啊。
Therefore, they were really troubled and upset.
后来当我们在谈的时候
And during our fellowship,
我们就突然发现到说今天的确地上的事情零零总总的
You realize, yes, we encounter different things all the time.
但是今天若是我们看见我们借着这些反摆的事物
But if we truly see that through these experiences,
神叫我们来得着基督
God wants us to receive Christ through that.
我们交通道说你是不是愿意饶恕你的弟兄
And the thing is, God wants to see if we are willing to forgive our brother.
平常你可能没有机会讲到这个饶恕好像就是圣经上读到饶恕饶恕人
Otherwise, we're just going to read about forgiveness on the Bible all the time.
但是今天真的面对一个人
Now you have this opportunity. You're facing this trouble, this person.
你去帮助他
You intended to help him initially.
你这样的爱他。
You loved him.
结果他却倒过来欺骗你。
And what happened is that he cheated you.
你去跟他讲，你想说讲一讲，你本来想说就算了。
And you tried to talk to him and forgive him.
结果他的态度却是这样。
But he had a very rough attitude.
啊。在这个时候你说要饶恕人这就是一个考验
And now it's a test for us At that moment can you forgive
在这个关头上
At this very time
你就知道说我要来饶恕他真的是好难呢、啊、
You suddenly realize it is very hard to forgive
这个人啊怎么这个样子
Because this is such a wicked person
我听他讲话的时候真的那个牙齿在咬啊
And I could sense he was grinding his teeth when he was telling us the story
这个要饶恕这很困难啊
Surely it was hard to forgive
我们知道我们天然生命我们没有办法来饶恕
And we know according to our natural life it's just impossible for us to forgive
要说什么七十个七次
Don't say forgive others 70 times 7 times
在这一次就是一个考验了
And at this very time I am tested
这一次就过不去
I can't even pass this time
弟兄姊妹今天圣经告诉我们，我们要饶恕人，像基督饶恕我们一样。
But Bible tells us forgive others as Christ has forgiven you.
基督的饶恕好像没有那个限底线的。
And Jesus did not have any limit to his forgiveness.
但当我们听见这句话的时候，今天不是说我能够像基督一样来饶恕人。
It's not God is not asking us to forgive others just as if Christ.
今天我们要的是什么？耶稣基督的饶恕人的生命要在我们的里面。
Instead, what we need is to have the life of Christ, which can forgive to come inside of us.
叫我们说，我如今在肉身活着。
So that we can say, this in this life, I live in this body.
是因神儿子的信而活着。
I live by the faith of the Son of God.
这个饶恕若是基督从我们里面，他说他饶恕人。
And if Christ dwells inside of us can say I forgive him
那基督这个饶恕的生命呢我不是说我们就没有了然后就是基督活乃是说从我这个人里面呢活出来
and this life of Christ which can forgive needs to live out through us
到一个时候若是我们的弟兄姊妹他们真的蒙了恩典
and if our brothers and sisters are blessed
他们从里面说我愿意饶恕他
they can say from their heart saying, yes we are willing to forgive this brother
但他讲说我愿意饶恕的时候他不说我这个天然的人我这个老旧的人我这个自己今天能够被改变到一个地步我能够饶恕不是这样子乃是基督在他里面能够活出来
when they are able to truly forgive that brother it's the time that Jesus Christ was able to live out through them
他能够因着信
Because of their faith,
他能够接受耶稣基督的生命
they accepted the life of Jesus.
他能够用意志来拣选
and with their willpower, they choose to let that life live,
让基督活出来
to allow Jesus Christ be lived.
弟兄姊妹，所有在我们生活当中点点滴滴的
and therefore every little thing in our life
都是神他所要用的一个机会
it's an opportunity God wants to use
来制作我们来改变我们
through which we can be worked upon and changed
神叫万事互相效力
Bible promises that God calls all things to work for the good
叫爱神的人得益处
of those who love him
义人必因信得生
The righteous will live by faith.
义人必因信而活
And the righteous will live by faith.
愿我们在这样的信的当中
And may you and I live in this kind of faith.
接受主为我们所做成的
And accept what Jesus has done.
相信主为我们所做成的
Believe in what God has done.
他是我们的救主
That he is indeed our Savior.
他必定能够做成他的工作
He will finish up his work.
我们如今在肉身活着
Therefore, the life I live in the body
是因神儿子的信而活着
I live by faith in the Son of God
我们一起再来唱这首诗歌408首 时时刻刻
moment by moment
与基督同死他死算我死
dying with Jesus by death reckoned mine
与基督同起我有他生命
Living with Jesus, a new life divine.
与基督同生，我超过此世。
Looking to Jesus, still glory does shine.
我时时刻刻归于他的名。
Moment by moment, O Lord, I am God.
请主为我们弹一句，我们开始唱。
基督同死他献上我身，灵基督同死我有当生命，灵基督同死我超越自身，我是时刻刻归于他怜悯，我是时刻刻乱在宝藏，我是时刻刻重他的生命，我是时刻刻在他肩膀上，我是时刻刻
好吧，我们站起来，从第一节再来唱。
Let's stand up and sing from verse one.
来，
与基督同死，他